With Comcast On Demand, you can watch all of your favorite Broncos whenever you want.
You'll get exclusive footage featuring weekly game highlights and other Broncos programming that's only available from Comcast and the NFL Network On Demand.
Like today, we're at Broncos headquarters to watch Champ Bailey shaving. How's the shave going, Champ?
Yeah, smooth. Real smooth.
That's what I'm talking about.
Comcast Digital Cable, On Demand. The NFL Network. Get the Broncos footage you want, when you want it.
Yeah, I plan on doing everything.
Where'd you train and who's your agent?
Pat Dye is my agent. I trained at API Los Angeles in Carson. I just feel like I accomplished everything that I needed to accomplish at Boise State, and I had a great career there. Just sat down with family and coaches and made a decision that I should take my talents to the next level. I think that helps just to be versatile. Me playing right tackle my freshman year and now having 2 years of experience at left tackle, I think that that really helps and to play any position on the field. I think the biggest part is just everyone in the NFL is just bigger, stronger, faster. So just prepare mentally and physically, just train harder. Yeah, I think definitely a lot of excitement there, and first round pick. So I mean, something doesn't come around too often in Boise. No, I wasn't scouting defensive line. Nah. I played defensive line in high school, though. Yeah.
When you went to Boise, you were offensive line?
Offensive line right away, yeah. Yep.
Is it true that Boise was the only school that recruited you or made you an offer coming out of high school?
No, I had offers by San Diego State, Idaho State, and UTEP.
Why did you choose Boise?
I just went on a recruiting trip there, and I really fell in love with the teammates, and it felt like family up there. And I love the coaches, and just the town in general. Just great place to play college ball at.
Years ago, maybe playing at Boise would have been hard to get recognition, but has that changed in recent years?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, especially after Fiesta Bowl last year, we had probably about six guys come to the combine, and I think that really was due to a part for the Fiesta Bowl. So I mean, I think we're definitely a growing program. Yeah. Just pulling around on the left side, just to seal block, making sure Ian gets in safely.
Did you have to fake anything?
I have to kind of fake I'm down blocking a little bit, just for a couple seconds, and then pull around for the seal.
Who's playing your part in the movie,
Ryan? I have no clue. I'll just have to say tough and try physical as well and try to be smart out there, technique, and I think those are all tools that can make me excel at the next level.
Did you get
maybe sacks last year? Yeah, a couple. Due to linebackers, usually. A couple linebackers, yeah. Yeah, I've seen a tape on Flozell Adams and a little bit of Walter Jones as well.
Is that kind of your style?
I think that's the style I'm trying to go into. And I mean, they're great players and some of the best in the league.
You know much about the Dolphins, Salawater, Bill Parcells?
Not really, but I mean, it's definitely an organization on the rise, and I think they can do some good things in the next upcoming years.
Did you know their coach was an offensive lineman in college?
No, I didn't know that.
Did you know Gerald Owens had a friendship with him at all?
Yeah, I mean, I actually hung out with him this offseason, and, you know, we talked a little about just about how he loves up there in Detroit and loves the organization up there, and just a little bit about the process and how grueling this 4 days can be, and just how he went through it pretty much. Yeah, for the most part. It hasn't been that bad, though, but not too. Nah, I'm just trying to perform my best here and then see what happens in April.
Do you think you're the best at
this,
right?
I would say, yeah.
What system of blocking did you use in college? Are you more suited to zone or man for the pros? Or do you have
we're primarily a zone team, and I think I'm kind of like that, like a Denver Bronco type of offensive lineman. We cut a lot and position block and stuff like that. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Why do you think you're the best tackle?
Just from just my pass rushing or pass blocking abilities and my feet. I think I have good feet, and I think that I can excel at the next level.
Whose idea was it to switch?
My coaches, just because Darren College, a couple years ago, he was the left tackle, and then I was the right tackle while he was there. So then when he left, I took his place at left tackle. Yeah, definitely. Me and Darren, some good offensive linemen coming out of there. And I mean, yeah, we're primarily just like quarterbacks and wideouts, a couple of running backs. So yeah, definitely. Yeah. I was on. I thought you meant PAT. Field goal block. I was on it. Field goal block. I was on it just this past year, and I got one the Washington game. Not necessarily. I mean, I love playing defensive line, and I've adjusted the offensive line, and it's been fun as well.
Obviously, you're confident in your skills, but is it mind-boggling for you to think that you're probably a top 10 pick now, maybe even
higher? A little bit, but I mean, I just try to stay humble and just thank the Lord for the situation I'm in and just being blessed.
Do you play basketball?
Nah. I kind of just played around in the neighborhood, but never organized.
There are 4 to 6 tackles here that got taken in the first round. How important is this week for you guys to kind of separate yourself from maybe the rest of the tackles?
I think it's pretty important, but I mean, first of all, they're going to go off of just game tape, and then here just having good interviews and excelling on and competing on the drills. I don't know. It's just being kind of an underdog, you know. And I've been loving playing the role of underdog and just coming to Boise State and not being really known and just working my butt off to try to get where I am now. No, I haven't. Actually, I was working with Will for about a week, and then I was working with Jackie Slater in Los Angeles. Definitely helped me out a lot. Just trying to understand the game better and technique-wise, just totally different from college. Probably Jackie, my pass blocking.
Do you remember how long you said your options were?
36.
That's pretty good. That had to help you get the field goal.
Yeah, definitely.
Is there a knack?
Well, you gotta have someone pretty strong right next to you and try to double team the guy and just take one side and just lead pretty much.
Why do you think offensive linemen make good field goals?
I just think just explosiveness and just you know, always being the guy that gets hit, so you want to take it out on somebody. So I think that helps. Not necessarily. I think I think that we had a good program and really had like a variety of plays that some were used in the NFL.
You ever get tired of seeing that Statue of Liberty?
Nah, kind of gives me the goosebumps every time I see it.
Are you doing all the workouts?
Yeah, I plan on doing everything.
And who's your agent?
Pat Dye. Not necessarily. I just think it's early in the season, and you know, just kind of had to get warmed up a little bit, and the crowd, and kind of run experience with the noise yet with being on the left side, so a little difficult. Man, it was fun. I mean, really had a lot of fun hanging around the neighborhood and Rialto, California, Eisenhower. It was a great powerhouse in football, early 90s, and it was a great school to go to.
How did they do when you were there?
My sophomore and freshman year were real good. Then when I actually started playing, we kind of had a little downturn. So. Not at all, actually. I kind of just wanted to experience something new a little bit and get out of California for a while and just see the world a little bit.
See snow for the first time?
Yeah, that was pretty exciting. That might have been one of the reasons I went to Boise State, because we had a huge snowball fight on my recruiting trip. That was fun.
Have you ever seen snow?
Up in Big Bear once, but never really like played in there or anything like that. Yeah, it actually did. It was like a thunderstorm came through and it was a lot of snow.
So was Idaho, was it a culture shock from Southern California?
A little bit, but I think I adjusted well.
Ryan, did you go away to train somewhere to get ready for this?
Yeah, Los Angeles, the API facility out there in at the Home Depot Center. Yeah, everything. And I think I worked on just running mechanics, just try to be faster and try to perform better here. Just Jackie Slater the last couple of weeks, man. Yeah.
Was that at API or was that separate?
That was at API. Yeah.
Did you know of him growing up in Southern California? I mean, he had a 20-year
career. Actually, I played against his son in high school, so he like came to one of my games and. They were like, oh, Jackie Slater's coming to the game. I was like, I kind of didn't know who he was, but it's kind of exciting to know that he played in the NFL, so that was kind of cool. About 5 weeks. Probably say the campus and, not a lot of African Americans around, and I think the snow and the cold, you know, not really used to it. I forgot his name, actually.
Was he a guy that you played against in the line?
Nah, he was a wide receiver, and I think he went to UCLA, so.
Did you meet Jackie at the game? No,
I didn't meet him at the game, no.
Just the first time you met him was at the API?
Yeah.
What in particular did he help you with?
Just my overall game and pass blocking mainly, and we got a little bit of run blocking, but mainly just pass blocking and footwork. I don't know. I think it's just because I came over. I was D-line in high school, and then when I got to Boise, they just really drilled me with the technique. So something I try to perform well at.
Do you feel like you were going to be accepted there? You said it's
Black Man's America. Oh, not at all. I think Boise is a great town, and they love us up there.